So please welcome Andy Greensfelder.
So it was 1957, and I called up my friend Bill Gould, who was in Chicago, and we agreed that we'd drive to St. Louis, Chicago, and pick him up to Minong, Wisconsin, where we would visit Camp Horseshoe, where the two of us had at one time been campers, and we'd go up there and pay a call. We were both seniors in high school, and so we thought this would be a good thing to do that summer. So we got in the car, and we went on up, and we drove up through Wisconsin, and about 20 miles south of Minong, there's a little town called Spooner. And we stopped at Spooner. We just happened to go into the drugstore. And in the drugstore, there were these two really good-looking girls who were working there, who were just about the right age. And so we got to talking with them, and before we left, we made arrangements to go out on a date that evening. I can't remember what the name of Bill's date was, but my date was Kay Hoagland. And I was really pretty excited. She was a neat girl and very attractive. So we went on up to the camp and said hello to all of our old friends and picked up a guy named Ron Stelton, who was about 6'3", blonde-headed, retired Marine who had fought in Korea. And this guy could have been cast as a Marine in a movie. I don't know if you remember the story Battle Cry. He could have been straight out of Battle Cry, storming the beaches of somewhere. Big, husky guy. So he rounded up a good Marine date, and the six of us went off, Ron driving my car, and I and Kay in the back seat with Bill and his date in the back seat. And I can't remember what we did, but on the way back, we all got kind of cozy, and Ron was making out in there. He had his hand around the girl in the front seat, so pretty soon we had to copy Ron, so we were doing the same thing. And before long, really, not only was Kay a really fun, interesting girl, but, you know, she was very cozy. And so we were only going to be up there a couple days. And before leaving, we drove back through Spooner, said goodbye to Kay, and told her that the next summer I was going to come up to that camp and be a camp counselor. I'd be there for 8 weeks. And she said she was pretty excited about that, and I was pretty excited about that. So flash ahead a year and drive up there and go in to become a camp counselor. When you're a camp counselor at this camp anyway, you can't get out the first week. The first week you have to put yourself to bed at the same time as the kids because they might be homesick, and it's 8 o'clock at night, and you put on your pajamas or whatever you sleep in, and you go to bed with them. You go to bed at the same time as they do. And you can tell a story, but you don't tell a ghost story the first week. But anyway, the second week, I call up Kay and said, you know, I'm up here and let's get together. And I heard a sad note in Kay's voice. Kay had been selected to be the Spooner Rodeo Queen. And she was going to be tied up all summer. No Kay and me for that summer. Kay was, in essence, lost to me. Now, you know, I was thinking maybe I'd come back the next summer, but who knows if Kay would be there. And before I went home, actually, I did go and have coffee or something with Kay one night, and we talked about maybe the next year, but the energy was gone. Kay was lost, and that was it. No more Kay. Flash ahead about 35 years, and my wife, Jeannie, who's sitting up here, and I went up to Duluth, Minnesota, which is right next to Wisconsin, very near where this camp had been. And we went for a workshop at the University of Minnesota, Duluth, a workshop on creativity put on by a man named Gerald Allen. And he was a very interesting guy, entertaining guy, Gerald Allen, and I'd highly recommend the opportunity to do this if you ever think about wanting a course on creativity. Gerald Allen was creative enough that we used to meet in the morning, and then he'd give us assignments to do in the afternoon so that he could go off and play. And so one afternoon, his assignment was that we had to go out and do something we'd never done before. And I think the previous one, we had to go somewhere we'd never been before. And his point was that when you put yourself in these new situations, kind of like when you're lost, it tends to inspire more creativity, some spontaneous thought. And so he wanted us to give this a try. So Jeannie and I went out in Duluth, and we were driving all around. We were trying to figure out what to do, and we really couldn't come up with something we hadn't done before. Finally, I think Jeannie saw a playground that was different from any playground she'd ever been on as a little kid, and she wanted to go play on the playground, and this worked real well for her. And while she's on the playground, a guy comes from NBC Sports, I guess with the local radio TV station, to interview someone, and he's wearing a hat, says NBC Sports. And so after this interview, I went up to him and said, boy, I'd love a hat like that. And he says, well, come on up to the station. I'll give you one or sell you one. I can't remember which. So after his interview and Jeannie's playing on the playground, we drive on over to the TV station and going up there, and we get a tour of the station, and I decide, we don't have much time left, I decide this is something I've never done before, tour of the TV station, it'll just have to do for the assignment, and get the hat, and I'm wearing the hat, and we go to leave, and we're walking down this ramp, and as we're walking down the ramp, up the ramp comes a cowboy wearing a cowboy hat, and a cute young girl wearing a cowboy hat, a cowgirl. And so we say, hey, hi, what's up? What are you up to? And the man says, well, I'm Dan Smith, or whatever his name was, and this is Katie Jones. She's the Spooner Rodeo Queen for this year, 1992 or something like that. And I said, oh, my God, you're kidding, the Spooner Rodeo Queen. I said, have either of you by chance ever heard of Kay Hoagland? And he says, yeah, I know of Kay Hoagland. She's out in Des Moines, I think. She's, you know, she's divorced. She's probably available. Well, in thinking about it, I'm not sure that's quite found, because I never followed up. I never went to Des Moines. I don't know if there was Google back then or not, probably not. We never checked up on Kay Hoagland. I did try about a week ago when I thought about telling this story. But it still qualifies, because whereas Kay Hoagland was the girl of my dreams back in 1957, I have found the woman of my dreams who's sitting right here in front of us.